News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Nurses are now travelling in groups to and from work because they fear being racially abused. This is according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. And Varghese Joy is with us, National Chairperson of Migrant Nurses Ireland. Varghese, what's the evidence for this? What have you been hearing?
Yeah, we have been hearing from our members and largely from our members in the community and also from nurses that they are kind of very concerned recently, lately, in the last number of years that these kind of racist abuse or incidents have been increased both in the workplace and more so in the community when they go to work, when they go to shopping, when they go for a walking. So that's what we are hearing from our members very frequently.
Can you give us a sense of the type of things that have happened?
The type of things happen, like say our members go to work in the morning, you know, they do work long shifts, long days. So when they come back from the work, you know, not everyone has a car, especially newly arrived nurses. They probably don't have a car. They go to work by walking and they are bullied or harassed or, you know, sometimes it's verbal comments, some kind of racist comments made against them. Sometimes it can even go to physical harassment.
And the irony, of course, being that our health service is utterly dependent on migrant workers to staff it. If we didn't have people from other countries working in the health service, we wouldn't be able to keep it sustained. What advice have you been able to give? What support have you been able to give? Because it must be a very difficult thing to help people protect themselves from.
Absolutely. It has been very difficult. Yeah, the advice we have been giving to our members, just don't be silent, you know. Don't keep it to yourself. Just bring it out there. Report it to the guards if it's that serious. Or, you know, reach out to us that we can get support through the trade union and by, you know, organization like Migrant Rights Center Ireland and, you know, stuff like that. So we are telling them not to be silent. You know, report it. That's the advice we are giving.
Now, you talked about the two different types of abuse, one happening in public when they might be travelling to and from work. You mentioned as well that there was instances in the workplace. What kind of thing there?
Yeah, recently I've been reading reports. There's one from the Irish Independent and the other from the Journal that they got the figures from HSE. I'm basing on that figures that between 2023 and 2025, there have been an increase of incidents, racist incidents against migrants by 73%. That's what in the report. That's very concerning. Having said that, not all the incidents, not all the racial abuses are reported. So even to see that figure rising by 73% is very, very concerning. I know HSE and the other employers have their procedures and policies to deal with that. They have dignity at work, which is fine. But what we are asking is tightening of the policy or reviewing or updating the policy to meet the current needs.
What do the nurses say to you? Because you as chair of Migrant Nurses Ireland must hear from them in these kind of incidents, because it must be deeply saddening, deeply traumatic to be in a situation where you are made to feel that you live in a country where you are not welcome or that you work in a workplace where you're not welcome.
Yes, it is deeply saddening. It is very traumatizing. When I was looking at the figures, you know, majority of the incidents are reporting as, you know, negligible. But when it comes to racial abuse, racial attack, or whether it's physical or verbal, I don't see is any incidents as negligible, because even a minor incident, a minor racial comment can have a deep impact on the nurse. It's very traumatizing because they feel they are not valued.
And have you any sense, Varghese, as to what you think is driving the increase?
Yeah, I don't have a research or, you know, evidence in front of me. But what I can see from observation, hearing from members, in the last number of years, these incidents have been on the increase. So I can see that it is a reflection of the changes in the broader society. The far-right organizations are growing slowly. I know they're still minority. Hopefully they'll stay as minority. But they are spreading hate through social media and by various other means. I can see... That has an impact on this increase.
Varghese, thank you very much for your time this morning. Varghese Joy, National Chairperson of Migrant Nurses Ireland. 53106.
If you'd like to text the programme, that'll cost you 30 cent. Or, of course, if you want to do it for free, you can use WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.